this day you make. Now, Lord, faith is. And this is the victory that will overcome the world in us, through us, around us. Even our faith. Today, we come up the steps of Zion. We step into the living doorway. We step our feet upon the carpet of red, washed in the everlasting blood. Through faith in your blood, everyone say, I am sanctified, holy, spirit, soul, and body. I receive the atonement. I stand in the atonement. I stand justified. Today, Lord, we receive the free gift of righteousness. The righteousness that moves us out from our own self into you. To be found in you today, not having our own. Today, we come down into the Jordan and surrender our own. Our works, our toils, our labors, our struggles, our insufficiency, and our own sufficiency. Our successes, our failure. We surrender today to you. Our own standing, our own righteousness. We surrender it all. We recognize you've already pronounced the judgment over our old man. He's already been crucified. He's already been buried. And he's already been planted together in the likeness of your death. To the degree you spoke, the body is dead because of sin. Today we offer up the old man to the winnowing fork. We offer up the old man to the two-edged sword for separation. We offer up the old man to the winnowing fork. And we offer up the old man to the axe, to be laid at the root of every fallen tree. Today we entrust the old man to you for the separation. As we see the chaff separating, we see this day the old wineskin being extracted. We see this day the darkness being separated from the light. We see this day the flesh being separated from the spirit. Every stronghold, every weakness, every design of the old man and the emotional faculties thereof now being laid upon the cross, being buried in baptism. We present the umbilical cord to which we were born that endeavors to continually operate within the soul and the body. The law of sin and death, we see the axe being laid to the root of that umbilical cord. We see today the formal separation within our soul and our body. You have no more effect upon us. That curse and the operation thereof has been legally separated. Today our body no more belongs to darkness. Our soul no more belongs to the world or its system. Today we feel the separation. We see the separation. You have separated the iniquity now as far as the east is from the west. The sin and iniquity has been now separated as the earth swallows up the old man buried at the depth of this baptism. We shut the chest today. You are locked with lock and key, and no more will you be allowed to function or operate. Today we turn our face to the throne of grace, and upon the wings of a great eagle you lift us all up. See the waterfalls of grace, see the river of life flowing through you. See the white horses running in the waters, overrunning the darkness. See the cleansing virtue of the living waters. See the pure crystal waters of life passing, flowing through your heart, through your mind, through your body, through your soul, through the emotional faculties. See the angelic host with vases pouring the liquid glory upon your head, liquid white, a baptism of glory. Receive the free baptism, the cleansing, the purifying, the purification. We are sanctified holy today unto you, set apart as a new creation. Now, see that new man standing, ready to be clothed on high. We are ready now, Lord, to enter in to your righteousness. We are now ready as the train of your robe opens. We enter into the brilliance of your glory, the brilliance of your light, the brilliance of your perfected standing. As today we step into you now to be found in you, see the glorious robe encompassing you, see the pure robe of white. In you we live and move and have our being. Everyone say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I stand in you today, clothed in you today. I put on perfection. I put on a new man, the new man. I am dwelling in perfected righteousness. Now, take the stairwell up into the courtrooms of heaven. See the glory of the courtroom. See the white marble floor. You are standing among the sanctified in Christ. Today, we boldly come in by the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of your flesh. We draw near into you now, having a true heart. Everyone say, I have a true heart that's been sprinkled. My conscience has been sprinkled by the blood with a full assurance of faith. I stand justified by the blood, justified by faith, justified in this grace. I am abundantly pardoned of all iniquity. I am holy and without blame before you in love. Everyone say this, I am holy, I'm unblameable, I'm unreprovable, I stand faultless, I stand and the righteousness of God in Christ, in His covering, in His robe. I feel the robe. I'm surrounded in comfort. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? He that had clean hands and the pure heart today. In You, Lord, You've given me clean hands. Today in You, You've given me a pure heart. Today, I stand encompassed into Your glory now. Stand in front of Your book for a moment. Look at the pages that become white as snow. The pages have been washed, sprinkled with the blood. My conscience has been cleared. My conscience has been baptized. I stand holy and without blame in My book. The sin and iniquity You have remembered no more. There's no more record of that which was old. There's no more record of dysfunction. There's no more record of reproach. My record is Your record, Lord. I stand in Your record. LaRue in Christ, justified, perfected forever in the righteousness of God in Christ. Woo! We're all clothed now. We're all surrounded now. We're all encompassed now. We're all standing in phase two. We are in You now, Lord, as we all take the wings of the great eagle. You lift us into the Father's domain. You have prepared my heart to approach the Father. We're all ready to ascend up into the realm of the Father, to stand in the room You prepared for us all. Father, our Father, our beautiful, glorious Father, we come to You today as sons. Justified freely. We are in Christ. We have been given a free access to You, Father, into the grace, into Your love, into Your glory. We are in Christ, and we gnosko know that we are in Christ, and Christ is in You. He has already positioned us within You. He has already positioned us in Your great love, as Your love is now surrounding us, encompassing us. You are our exceeding great shield today. Now I want You to say, Father, You've not given me the spirit of fear, intimidation, but a power, dunamis power, love, and a sound mind. Today, every good gift, every perfect gift is emanating from You, and we have come to receive. We have come to stand in the holy place. We have clean hands. We have a pure heart. We are positioned to receive power, love, soundness of heart, confidence, assurance, woo, security, wholeness, dunamis, and more dunamis. Love, oh, the great love, wherewith you love us today. You love me. I would say, Father, I am loved. I am whole. I receive the freedom. I receive the liberty. I receive the home. I receive of your great love for me. I receive of the confidence. I've traded mine for yours. I receive of your glory. I receive of your grace. I feel your loving kindness flowing now. I feel rivers of love flowing out from you into. Fill us up with your fullness this day. Fill us up with your grace this day. Encompass us in goodness this day. Encompass us in your beauty this day. The beauty of the Lord. The glory of our Father surrounding us. Feel the security now. Feel the assurance. Feel His confidence coming around you. Feel being secured under the shadow of His great wings. Feel His loving kindnesses and tender mercies. Feeling His glorious embrace, feeling the emanating, beautiful, warm love, the warmth of our Father's embrace. Feel His glory surround. Feel His glory encompass. Oh, how you love me. Let me count the ways. You love me with the breadth, the length, and the height my soul can reach. For feelings of ideal grace. We receive the tender mercy. Today, Father, we're standing in you. Feel the tangibleness, your security. Thank you, Lord, for this position you've given us freely, for teaching us how to find it. Receive. Today we've come, Father, there's so many things we can ask for. But wisdom has aligned us with your heart. In the earth, you've brought us to Penuel. Here, you've already perfected us. Here, you've already crowned us. Here, you've already spoken of our victory. Here, you've already shown the end from the beginning. Man was given to see it, live it, real time. Here, your will has already been completed. And we've already attained the full image. Here it's already done. as we stand in the warmth of your embrace today, Father, as one accord, one body, one mind. We ask for your will to be completed in the earth, superimposed into the earth, for this transformational righteousness that we have moved from faith to faith. We stand in a new day of faith now for the blessing of Penuel to commence by way of this transformational righteousness. You already said we would receive the blessing. This is the generation that would receive the blessing and the righteousness. We are that generation, and we are a remnant seed that's come out to see it before it enters the entire world. The crowning glory of the church, the transformation from Jacob to Israel. We ask for the fullness of the transformational glory, the transformational righteousness to accompany the seven perfected horns of dominion and the seven perfected eyes of omnipresent omniscience and the seven perfected inheritances that are accompanying the crown. We know you've already given it. We know it all begins in Penuel, face to face. What we see here shall be superimposed into the earth. We now want you, Father, to be with us. Invisible, transformational glory, transformational righteousness. We will go and stand in Penuel, but this is our covenant we make with you. We will not let go of these words. We will not let go of this position till you have come down to dwell with us, till you come and change our name, till you transform, till the crowning glory touches down into the earth. We give you thanks. Now we shall descend the plumb line. We will stand down in the earth, waiting with anticipation and perambulated faith. We stand down into the sanctuary of the Father's house that will soon become El Bethel. It will become El Bethel to all nations. But we stand in this land of Penuel. We touch down into the earth. We move into the earthly jurisdiction. Even though your glory is upon us, we step down, touch down. This is where the glory must now transfer. We now in Penuel today, the promises of transformational righteousness, the promises of the arrival of the seven spirits of God, the promises of the great multiplication of the church age, the crowning glory, the crowning dominion, the promises of the great seven spirits of God coming out from the heavens. The promises of the King of Glory himself standing with us in the earth. The promises of you dwelling with us. For you are now a wall of fire around about us. An angelic wall of fire as the army of the Lord has come down into the earth. The cherubim have come down into the earth. The warriors have come down into the earth. The chariots of fire and the horsemen thereof have come down. The mighty breaker angels have come down. They become a wall of fire about us as we are standing now within the open heaven plumb line. All darkness has been dismantled. All second heaven influence has been thrown out. You now are the glory in our midst. As we saw, even in Jericho, the prototype, the angelic armies moving out in front, the priests with the seven eyes and the seven trumpet ram's horns representing the crown and the ark of glory that came down where you were the glory in the midst of us. We see all these things within the plumb line. The great angelic army, the King of Glory, and his crowning seven spirits of God, and the ark that accompanies it. I and my Father will come make our abode with you in the earth, that we would be the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with you and among you, for arise, shine, thy light is come, and my glory will be seen upon thee. The manifested glory of once again, I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, the age of the third great temple. For the glory of the latter day house would be greater. Greater than Solomon's day, the visible, manifest presence of the living God, the King of Glory, the Father of Light, and the great angelic army, all multitudes manifested glory to be seen in the earth. Not upon one man, but upon a generation that will be accounted as a seed. This is the generation to seek thy face, to obtain thy glory, to receive the transformational righteousness, the crowning glory, as we see the Father's brightness overshadowing us now. We see the glory of the Father overshadowing us as we, like Peter, James, and John, now enter into the glory, entering into the transformational glory. Entering into the transformational righteousness. Entering into. For they that receive the abundance of this grace and the free gift of righteousness that accompanies it shall reign in this life. For we now receive the blessing and the righteousness from the God of our salvation. As you were with Moses' tabernacle, as you were with Solomon's temple, now you are resting upon us in the full measure of the crowning glory. A glory that shall be seen and witnessed among men. A manifested glory that will perfect us in ways that we could not have ever been perfected, bringing us into the reality of a bride without spot and a bride without wrinkle, without blemish, a perfected bride. We stand and receive and see your glory coming down. Raylan, sing that. We stand here in Penuel and see the glory now, the King of glory, the crown, the Father's magnificent light, the majestic glory. See it.
Is called His name.
Transformation, generation, name Jesus. To the crowning prince, king. Change. Our name is changed. Our identity is changed. Our soul is transformed. The amen. Christ being manifested in a generation of believers. The glory of Christ manifested in us, through us, moving through the soul, moving into the body, causing our countenance to shine like the glory of God in His strength, causing our clothing to turn white like no fuller upon the earth can whiten the free gift of salvation that transformed our dead spirit is now transforming our soul, transforming our heart, transforming our mind, transforming our emotions, transforming this dead body and bringing it to life. Let there be life. See. We see it coming down upon us. We see it overshadowing us. Breaking out like rivers, breaking out with a fountain bursting forth from the Lord's temple, the fountain of life, the fountain of glory, the fountain of grace, the fountain of strength, the fountain of holiness, the fountain of the river of life. There is a river, a fountain breaking forth out of us, flowing rivers.
Rivers of glory, rivers of life, rivers, rivers flowing forth
of righteousness.
Rivers of glory flowing forth. Rivers of glory flowing. Rivers of glory flowing. Rivers of glory flowing. Rivers of glory flowing out. Rivers, rivers, rivers. Glory, glory, glory. Pouring out, pouring out. Flowing down, flowing down. pouring out, rivers of glory, pouring out, rivers of glory, flowing down, flowing, pouring,
rivers,
rivers
breaking forth out,
rivers.
Penuel birthing, the crowning glory, moving together again, the crown, the glory, the King of glory, and his crown, and his mighty heavenly host, the great army of the Lord, coming down, the plumb line, all the riches and glory, the house of David, coming down, the crown coming down, the treasuries coming down, the throne coming down upon the throne of David. The increase in the government thereof, there shall be no end. To the glory there shall be no end. To the fullness there shall be no end. The righteousness from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Ride the river, step in, jump in, and let it take you now whithersoever it shall go. Let that river flow. Moving in the river, move out into your glorious future. Move out into the Father's creative thoughts. Move out into a land flowing with milk and honey. Move out into a glorious inheritance. Everybody stand and receive the rain. Come on, stand.
I can
lift your hands.
I
let's all receive.
It.
I stand in the presence of our King that's coming down the plumb line. Oh, receive it. Receive the reigning glory. Receive the reigning power. Receive the reigning righteousness. Oh, it's falling. It's falling. It's falling. It's falling.
It's falling. It's falling. It's falling. Your glory is falling like the latter rain.
It's falling.
Your glory is falling. It's falling all over me. I can see it. I can feel it.
God is filling up with the glory of the Father.
Glory is flowing, is flowing, is flowing. Your glory is flowing like latter rain. Your glory is flowing, is pouring all over me.
I'm wearing it. I put on the glory here. I put on the righteousness here.
I'm wearing the
manifested grace. I put on the blessing. I receive the free gift of the transformational righteousness. I receive the free gift of the transformational glory. We receive the blessing from the God of our salvation. We receive the blessing of Penuel. We receive, we receive, we receive. It's falling, it's flowing. And the beauty of the Lord has come down into the earth.
Glory is falling like the latter rain. Your glory is flowing, is pouring all over me. Did you see it?
That's abundance of rain.
I can see it.
Abundance of grace.
I can see it.
Great grace. The manifold grace. Grace upon grace.
Is falling, is falling, is falling. Your glory is falling like the latter rain. Your glory is pouring all over me. Dancing in the rain, dancing in the rain, singing in the rain, dancing in the rain, dancing
in the rain, singing in the rain,
singing in the rain, dancing in the rain, dancing in the rain, singing in the rain, dancing in the rain, dancing in the rain, singing in the rain, singing in the rain.
When we move the plumb line, give me the
your
other image.
Glory is falling.
Give me that plumb line image.
Sweet spring rain. Your glory is falling. Is falling all over me. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? Can't you taste it? Can't you hear it? Can't you wear it? Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? His glory is flowing, is flowing, is flowing. His glory is flowing like the latter rain. His glory is flowing, is flowing all over me. I can see it, I receive it, I believe it. His glory is flowing, is flowing, is flowing. His glory is flowing like the latter rain. His glory is flowing all over me. Glory is is flowing, flowing, is flowing. Glory is flowing, mattering. Glory is flowing, is flowing. The glory, of your presence, we are dead. Thank you.